All right, Kay, Clayson, I owe you an apology. I was mocking you in our group text with A-Ray, and A-Ray put in some good laps. He was riding really good, faster than you. But when the lights turned on, you got it right into the main event, and our buddy had a little problem. So to formally apologize, you're...
Talent. Talent, man. Talent.
What did he say?
He said he had talent.
No. He said talent never sleeps.
He said talent.
No. He had a saying for himself, and I could not believe that he dropped this. Like, I get that he was faster than you, but...
It's called talent.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Right. So, yeah, it's like...
Because he did two laps in the whole practice, and I was mocking him because he only did two laps, and then he said it's called talent.
Yeah, that was a little far for me. But anyways, good job, man. Put it in the main event. And, that was a restart, by the way. What's that like?
That was the first one I'd ever done. Okay. So I asked the guy, I don't remember that ref's name, but I asked him, I'm like, hey, like, what happens if one of these guys stalls their bikes? Like, can I go around them? And he's like, well, technically, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so why don't I just sit here until the clock hits zero and then do one lap and be done?
Right.
And he's like, well, you could, but if someone wants to go around you, they could, and then they could just say you weren't. So I was like, I was contemplating it.
For fans who don't, like, there's no passing until the white line at the exit at the front. So, yeah, like, if you stalled it, like you said, no one could pass you.
Yeah, I don't really understand that rule. It's kind of weird, but I think when that happens at some point, someone's going to catch some crap. But it was a rough. I didn't ride good in practice. I rode good in my heat race, and then I had good pace at the start of the main, and then I cramped up, which is super weird. I forgot some of my stuff that I normally take on race day, and I don't know. It was just like I cramped up super bad. I felt like all crunched up, and I let like dudes by me that I don't really think should get by me. I just kind of rode around. I couldn't get through the whoops to save my life. And
yeah, other guys couldn't either.
Yeah. I just didn't want to. I'm tired of crashing, right? So I'm like, I'm on that fear train of like trying to stay off the ground. But I jumped that quad twice in my heat race.
Well, I was going to say, so you didn't do that all day, right? So when I saw you in the heat, that was the first time?
Yeah, that was the first time. And then I told my mechanic I wasn't jumping it anymore. I was like, I saw Moran's pull the trigger a couple times in the main, and I'm like, dude, I'm good. Like, that's way too big. The
75 feet, they told me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, it wouldn't have been bad if the pocket wasn't so tight, but the pocket was just tight. Like, they built the whole track tight. So the track was fun, though. It was way better in the night show than it had been in practice.
Kind of basic, though, for you guys?
It was just, like, one line. Yeah. Like, there was, like, some of the tracks this year have had, like, options. This one didn't really, like, once we figured out the fast line, it's like, we're all doing that. So that's what sucked, really. I don't like that. I think they could have figured out something better to do in the middle rhythm rather than make us go single over. Like,
track walk, our buddy A-Ray said you guys were going to jump over the flat. And I'm like, what? And he said four again. Nobody even thought of that or tried that.
Well, the table was too steep. Yeah. And then you were going to land and then have to hit another five-footer.
Yeah.
So it was like it would have been pointless. Yeah. So I think that's why. Jumping over the start would have been easy. It was just the stuff after it was dumb.
Yeah.
If they wouldn't have built that stuff so steep, or they would have moved like the five footer around and stuff, we would have definitely had some quads in there. But I'm not disappointed I didn't have to jump that, because I didn't want to jump the other one. But I was like, I had good dudes behind me, and I was like, I gotta go.
Well, did you make any changes from qualifying to the night show, or is it one of those things where you got to start and you're like, well, here I go?
I've kind of fixed my starts. I think before one of the races, I did like probably 3 hours worth of starts at Elsinore one day, just by myself. Nobody else was there. We just did starts and starts and starts and changed. We tied everything because my starts were trash. And then my starts at the Triple Crown were good. And then my starts tonight were really good. So I knew I could start up front. I was struggling, and that happens sometimes. But that's how I've been riding all year, like at the practice track. Like, the way I rode in my heat race is how I've been riding all year, and it just hasn't translated yet, which is – I mean, it sucks. Like, I've been pretty down on myself, honestly. Like, I haven't really felt this way in a while, like, so shitty. But, I knew I could run the pace. It was just, you know, making sure I did it.
Cool, man. Thanks. Good job. I apologize again. Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. I mean, I know who my true friends are. It's fine.
Talent. It's called talent, bro.
Talent, dude. Whatever, man. Talent. Whatever.
Did you see that shit show of the LCQ?
Oh, my God. Was that amazing. Did you see? I think I tweeted after. I was like, hey, Feld, I think you need to pay us LCQ guys more. Because that's it's so sick.
I don't even know where to start. Like, Chiz killing Freddy and A-Ray flying off the... I mean, John Chirkos from 7th to 4th. Like, yeah, LCQs, man.
LCQs. But, I mean, like, it's cool to say, like, our class, like, that group of dudes is pretty good right now. Yeah. Like, we're all so close, and that race is tough. I mean, look at how many dudes could have made it out of that thing. I mean, there was probably 8 guys that kind of deserved to be in the main that were in the LCQ, and they weren't. So, I mean, it sucks because, like, I think I deserve to be in every main, but it's like I look at the group of dudes that I get to race against, and I'm like, well, like, I'm pretty proud of myself. Like, you know, Josh Hill's a race winner, and he's not making mains right now. And that's no knock on Josh. Josh is riding really good, but I just think a lot of us other guys
didn't make it either.
Chiz didn't make it either. We chizzed on Chiz today.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.